This is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. We're getting set to have a nine-hour segment with Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. What would we talk about 9 hours, Zach? I don't know, man. We talk about a lot of stuff.
You got to get philosophical, right? And then you also probably got to have a steak or maybe even two in that amount of time.
Yeah, so, like, what is that process like? I mean, I guess it's the norm, right? It's always funny when you hear, hey, George Payton, Nathaniel Hackett, they're meeting for 9 hours, essentially. So I do wonder, okay, obviously you're talking football, philosophy, personnel, all that stuff, but there's got to be a lot of stuff in between.
Oh, there's a lot of stuff in between. And for this one, when they fly him into town to Denver, they show him the facilities, and, you know, that's a big tour. But then he also gets to meet and shake hands with a lot of people around the organization. And that's probably maybe even the most important part. It's just seeing how he interacts with everyone from all levels of the organization, meeting with other top executives, just getting a feel from everyone in the organization about how they feel about him. And then, of course, they do also share a meal. And just it's another way to see who this guy is beyond just a head coach. And then, of course, you also do talk about the X's and O's as well. But this is really an opportunity for the head coach to sell himself as a person, as a leader to the organization. And it's also an opportunity for the organization to sell themselves to him. And especially not so much with Nathaniel Hackett, but with Dan Quinn, the Broncos are going to be selling them just as much as he's going to be selling himself to the Broncos.
Yeah, that's the interesting one, right? I mean, it feels like with Dan Quinn, obviously they've got to compete with a lot of teams, and Nathaniel Hackett too, but Dan Quinn's the name. Nobody's made any decisions yet, right, Zach? So I feel like everybody's waiting to see where Dan Quinn goes.
Yeah, that's exactly how it feels, and it's wild that we're sitting here 16 days after the Broncos have moved on from Vic Fangio and not a single head coach has been hired. In fact, as the days go on, we just find out about more vacancies. Now we're up to 9 head coaches with, of course, the news of Sean Payton stepping away from the Saints right now. So it really is crazy, and you do feel like Dan Quinn is going to be that first domino to fall. He's going to meet with the Broncos at some point this week, could be as early as tomorrow. And then he also has a second interview planned with, I believe, the Giants are going to want to bring him back for a second interview. The Bears just requested a second interview with him. So things are really heating up with Dan Quinn. If the Broncos have the first second interview with him, meaning they get him in the building before anyone else, if they want him as the coach, they're not going to be able to let him leave without a contract.
Yeah, no question. And I know we talked a little bit about the Saints side of things too with Sean Payton. There's another opening coming up. So again, just more competition out there. You and I have been talking about this for the last couple of weeks. It does seem like Dan Quinn, does he still, in your mind, is he still at the top of the list for the Broncos?
Yes, he still is at the top of the list for the Broncos. But from what I've gathered over the past few days, the entire organization, I should say the entire search committee, is not 100% sold on Dan Quinn. And maybe that's something that brings Kevin O'Connell into the mix next week and a reason why Dan Quinn would come to the facility this week but then leave without a contract is because not everyone is 100% behind that yet. Or maybe Dan Quinn comes in and he eases any concerns that anyone had, and then it's an obvious hire. But yes, Dan Quinn is still the front runner at this time.
Yeah, Dan Quinn, Nathaniel Hackett. I know we've kind of gone back and forth on those guys, Kevin O'Connell as well, but they can't talk to him until after the NFC Championship, right?
Exactly, and that's what makes this just very interesting. If the Broncos wait through this weekend and the Broncos have not hired a coach really by the end of this weekend, Kevin O'Connell will then, in my eyes, turn to the front runner, because that means the Broncos aren't just waiting to potentially have another interview and hire Kevin O'Connell, but that also means that they're okay with Nathaniel Hackett getting another job, with Dan Quinn getting another job. Because look, as much as the Broncos would love to say, hey, Nathaniel Hackett, Dan Quinn, we'll bring you in this week, have an interview. But then we really want to wait until we interview Kevin O'Connell next week. So if you guys could just hold off making any other decisions until next week, I mean, that's pretty much the Broncos telling them, you guys are backseat to us. We don't care about you at all. So that, to me, if the Broncos do that, they're okay with Kevin O'Connell. Not only okay, but they're telling us that Kevin O'Connell is the front runner.
Wow. Yeah, very interesting there, Zach. Man, I'm ready to see this. Okay, we've only got like a minute left with you, Zach. So you know what time it is. It's rapid fire time. Are you ready?
I love it.
All right, let's do it. Let's hit rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Oh, that's when you know it's official, when the guy says it like that. Zach, who will be the next head coach for the Denver Broncos?
Dan Quinn, and we'll know in the next 48 hours.
Dan Quinn. Will Aaron Rodgers be a Denver Bronco next season?
He will not.
Not going to be a Bronco. Okay. Will the Broncos start a first-round pick in next year's first game at quarterback?
They will not.
Oh, my goodness. Who will be the starting quarterback for the Denver Broncos to start the season next year?
Man, this is not who I want it to be, Brady, but I'm going to go Kirk Cousins.
Oh, Kirk Cousins. There it is. Oh, my goodness. I love this. We get so many great things. Oh, our producer doesn't like it. Producer JD.
I don't like it either.
Hey, that's the name that you've heard. Okay. That all being said, final question. Are the Broncos a playoff team next year?
Yes. Yes, they are. Kirk Cousins is good enough to make them a playoff team.
There you go. Hey, if you go to the playoffs, I think Broncos country would be all right with that. Zach, appreciate you as always, man. You are a busy individual. You're digging up a lot of this information for us, and we look forward to seeing all of your rapid-fire predictions coming true.
Right on, Brady. Hey, I love it. Maybe the one about the quarterback being a little wrong, but I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, I will give you that. We put you, I don't even know if you were ready for that one just yet. So, I mean, you know, but actually it does kind of make sense. So I wouldn't blame you either way. Great work as always, my friend.
Brady, love talking to you. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos. Whew, I don't think I could survive rapid fire like that. So, I mean, to be honest, we kind of just spring that on him. All right, we do need to take a quick break here. So we'll take a break and we're going to wrap up the show on the other side. Jam-packed show today. Wow, that was fun. Joe Parker, Zach Stevens, Broncos talk, Rams talk, baseball, Hall of Fame, performance-enhancing drug talk. Who doesn't want a good performance-enhancing drug talk? I mean, that's always fun. We'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310, KFKA.
Follow NoCo Preps Hoops with Preps Radio on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.